monitoring. This is N6IWH in Chico.
There were a couple of times, I don't know if it was last year or the year before, where all heck was placed, if you know what I mean. I mean, water everywhere. And then I've seen times the bridge over in Yuba City, Marysville, you know, there's a tributary there. I have never seen so much water. I mean, it was like a mile wide and just coming through there with the force. I lived in Kingman when I was a kid. I have a few relatives down there. But water is a real issue. Arizona, California, Nevada, all fighting over the same water. They're down there saying, oh, please, por favor, give us some water. But there isn't any.
Well, you know, bottom line, we're never going to run out of water, right? It's always desalinization. That's how they do it over. That's how they do it in the Middle East, right? And, we can certainly do it here. I know it uses a lot of power. I know it's going to be more expensive. But, you know, if people want to build houses in the desert, they're going to have to pay the bill. For a long time, the law was said, I don't understand why we don't do it. I'm sure there's reason, probably political. You know, how about all that flooding and shit they get in the Northwest and the Gulf Coast and a bunch of gold and majors?
Well, how do you feel about building more nuclear power plants? I mean, here in California, they want to drill, you know, oil and build nuclear power, but there's resistance.
I don't understand why we won't do a national construction project like we did that with the highway system and the oil system. That is, build a huge pumping infrastructure to take the water from the areas of the U.S. that get flooded a lot, like the Northwest and the Gulf States, and pump that water to the top of Colorado, for example, and just go from there. So I don't quite understand why we don't do that. On a political or environmental or not practical or whatever, but it seems like something that somebody should look at.
I always remember the bumper sticker that said, now wait here, I'm still half awake, half asleep. Something about if you have a problem with something, you can wipe your rear end on a spotted owl because they wouldn't allow any logging somewhere in Northern California because of the spotted owl.
I remember that.
And hey, cold. You want to talk about cold up here around the Great Lakes? Oh my God.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. There were the town I lived in was actually called Howard's Grove, a little suburb away from Sheboygan. But yeah, there was the school was we lived right across the street from the school, and there's I walked.
About whether you're going to make it, and the company in the car is like, oh, it's so pretty, look how pretty it is. Meanwhile, you're having a nervous breakdown. Hey, when you were in high school, did you have a car, and were you like a teen king or no?
Yeah, I had a car. Because I worked, right? So in Howard's Grove, like I said, about 15 miles away from Sheboygan. I worked in Sheboygan, so yeah, I had a car. My dad gave me a, loaned me a couple of whatever, I forgot what the hell it was. It was an Oldsmobile Starfire. I remember the blue, dark blue hatchback, whatever. And that's nothing, not a muffler car by any way, shape, or form, a little four-cylinder thing, but it was practical. My dad lent me enough money to buy it, and I paid him back from working. Yeah, I had a car right after I turned maybe 15, a little bit after 16. Because my parents only had one vehicle. My dad worked, so then, of course, I worked. So, anyway, yeah, I had one. But as far as going to school goes, I just walked, like I said, we lived that far away from the high school.
Yeah, that's easy. Walk across the street. Well, in my time, it was like the car kind of could make you or break you. I mean, if you were a real nerd, okay, but you had some kind of a car that was nice or a hot rod or, you know, Dago drag, whatever they did, you know, everybody respected you. Like, hey, how you doing? You're cool, right? You know, it was the car.
Yeah, like I said, I was, it was not a hot rod. I mean, like I said, it was a four-cylinder practical thing, but it was good. It was all right. Yeah, I was kind of a nerd anyway in high school. I mean, I played football for about a year or so, but I was one of those just hit-the-books kind of guys, so whatever. Never really hung out with the cool crowd. Had a job, played football for a couple of years, and kind of kept to myself. But it worked out.
Yeah. Well, high school was a formative time, for sure. I think back and, you know, what a difference it made, though, in how people thought of you. You know, I guess it's like, if you have a lot of money, people kind of step aside, and, you know, when you walk on the sidewalk.
That's wrong with the repeater here. Anyways, I don't think I made it that time. I couldn't agree more.